On November 13th, WikiLeaks released a leaked chapter of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. The TPP is a secretly negotiated so-called free trade agreement. The new information is the draft of the TPP's chapter dealing with intellectual property. According to WikiLeaks spokesperson Julian Assange, quote, if instituted, the TPP's intellectual property regime would trample over individual rights and free expression, as well as ride roughshod over the intellectual and creative commons. If you read, write, publish, think, listen, dance, sing, or invent, if you farm or consume food, if you're ill now or might one day be ill, the TPP has you in its crosshairs, close quote. The group Public Citizen has been on the TPP story from the beginning. We are joined by Peter Mabarduke, Director of Public Citizen's Global Access to Medicines Program. Welcome to Counterspin, Peter Mabarduke.
It's good to be here.
Well, speaking generally about the draft chapter, do you think Julian Assange is right? And could you describe some of the ways these policies, if implemented, would affect people where they live?
I do think he's right. What's really at stake here is it's two very different visions of the world, one in which knowledge and information is closed off, controlled by companies via exclusive rights systems, monopolized, and we rely on them to essentially steward the public interest. The other vision is a much more open vision in which we collaborate and build on each other's knowledge and promote access to knowledge and knowledge goods. And this is tremendously important because it affects many aspects of our daily lives. It affects our freedom online. There are proposals in the agreement that would take creative and cultural works out of the public domain for a longer period of time, that would force internet service providers to act as copyright enforcers online, take down a lot of content that is in fact free speech, that is in fact satire or parody of copyrighted materials. There are issues of plant and animal patents. The United States government is trying to force other countries to broadly patent and promote the exclusive ownership of plant varieties and animals and these different sort of gene patent issues. You know, the issue I work on of healthcare, access to medicines, access to affordable healthcare is an issue that could really be affected by this agreement.
Well, I'd like to get to that now. It's hard to imagine anything more important than healthcare. You're the director of Public Citizen's Global Access to Medicines Program. How would the TPP, if this draft were put in place, affect healthcare specifically?
You were correct to call it a so-called trade agreement. What we really have here is a secret rulemaking against public health. Worldwide access to medicines depends in no small part on countries being able to obtain generics, either locally manufactured or imported from India. This keeps costs down for cancer, HIV/AIDS. And HIV/AIDS, for example, globally, we've been able to save about 10 million lives worldwide since 2000 due to generic competition. It would have been completely impossible if the brand name companies had been allowed to continue to dominate and monopolize that field. And that's precisely what's at stake in the TPP. This is the U.S. government, due to the lobbying and political influence of Big Pharma, advancing a number of proposals to expand patent monopolies and take medicines out of the public domain, make the periods for which medicines on which we all depend are monopolized longer. And it's principally about taking the current state of the U.S. rules, which are dominated by this lobby, and imposing them on developing countries, where it's completely the difference between life and death for a great many people. But it's also the case that some of these rules, and especially one rule that we're expecting the United States to advance very soon in this negotiation, would actually bind U.S. consumers, would actually bind Americans to bad systems that we have now, which we are trying to undo. So, for example, a very unfortunate rule was advanced in Obamacare, which monopolizes new cancer drugs for 12 years. These treatments cost $10, $20, $30, $100,000 a year. We all know people who have suffered and struggled and had real troubles with their household budgets trying to find a way to pay for cancer medications. Now, the White House, for the past couple of years, has presented a budget that seeks to reduce that monopoly period so that we can have affordable biosimilars, what they're called. So this is billions of dollars per year at stake, and you know, Americans' budgets and Americans' ability to deal with cancer and heart disease and other illnesses. So publicly, the administration has said it's trying to change this rule. It's trying to peel back the monopolies. But in this trade negotiation, the United States is going to advance a proposal which would actually lock us in to the 12-year period. Once mm-hmm. we've signed the TPP with a 12-year period in it, we'd be bound by that. We wouldn't be able to undo. We'd lose our congressional ability to overturn the bad rule. So secretly, behind closed doors, the Obama administration is doing very different things with regard to health care than their stated public commitments. Rather than promoting global health and rather than trying to reduce costs at home, we're smashing global health. We're very aggressively trying to bully countries into accepting measures that would lead to preventable suffering and death. And we're giving away the store to Big Pharma here in the United States, too.
The Washington Post reported on the draft chapter on November 13th, focusing on how opposition to TPP has brought together unlikely allies, including the Tea Party on one hand, and Public Citizen, and a high-toned gaggle of PhD economists on the other. So the word seems to be getting out, right? I mean, there has been some coverage.
I think this is a very good week for us, and we need to capitalize on it. These agreements are negotiated behind closed doors. There's incredibly little public access. You can't sit on the negotiation. You can't see the text. Members of Congress can't see the text. And because there are so many aggressive pro-corporate proposals in it and so many objectionable ideas, these agreements depend on that secrecy in order to pass. And the U.S. Trade Representative is rather open about that fact, that they need the secrecy in order to successfully negotiate and be able to get these ideas through. And so when we have moments like this where there's public attention, it's very important to advance that. Prior agreements have failed once they come into the spotlight.
We've been speaking with Peter May Barduke, Director of Public Citizen's Global Access to Medicines Program. You can see Public Citizen's work on the TPP and everything else at citizen.org. Thanks again for joining us today on Counterspin, Peter May Barduke.
Thank you.